Good morning and welcome to the study of the Word of God with Spring Valley Bible Church. I'm Phil McMillan. We have a lot of announcements and business to do this morning, but first thing we need to do is prepare ourselves for worship with prayer. Nothing we can say or do is worthwhile to God unless it's done in His power. So search your souls, lay aside your guilt, self-obsession, and problems, and ask God the Father for the eyes and ears of God the Holy Spirit, so that all we say and do may edify this local body and glorify our Savior. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning, just glad to be alive and appreciative of the opportunity to assemble and worship you. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we look to your word and sing to your praise, that your spirit would be with us, that all we may do is glorifying to your Son. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to start off this morning with a word from our pastor, Herman Maddox.
No.
You want to sing? Okay, we're going to sing. Start off with the song. Okay.
All right. Would you please join join each of us in singing 339, hymn 339, It Is Well With My Soul. Billows roll, there
All right, then. Let's see. Should have done you, huh? Come on up. Have our scripture reading this morning.
Good morning. This morning's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 10, starting at verse 7. And as you go, preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out the demons. Freely you received, freely give. Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belt, or a bag for your journey, or even two coats or a sandals or a staff, for the worker is worthy of his support. And whatever city or village you enter, inquire as worthy in it. Stay at his house until you leave that city. As you enter the house, give it your greeting. If the house is worthy, give it your blessing of peace. But if it is not worthy, take back your blessing of peace. Whoever does not receive you or heed your words, as you go out of that house or city, shake the dust off your feet."
Right then. Continue on with announcements this morning. We are not going to be having communion today. I'm going to push that out a little bit. Please continue to be in prayer for the camp that went on this weekend. They all have to get back home. It was a glorious act of God that the ice melted just in time. Just in time on Friday, and everybody got there safely. There was a couple that didn't get to attend because of where they were coming from, but by all accounts, everything was went off without a hitch and was another successful time of fellowship for the young men and women that came for it. The next camp will be Slam Camp, and it's kind of dubious right now because there aren't kids meeting in homes very much. There are a few that come to the Dakes household, but not many coming to Larry and Brian's house now. That's because their kids are grown and moved on. They don't have a voice in the schools, right? So as their kids have grown, so this ministry has grown to older kids. I guess they might collect up enough to have a church one day. of young adults and families, right? But it all started here with the support of this church, and they're all going to be eternally grateful for that. Let's see. No other reports or any prayer requests today. Yes, sir.
My wife broke her right wrist.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's got a cast on that she wants to get off, and she's going to need surgery to fix the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess for pain and then for swift surgery, successful surgery.
Mm. Did she slip on the ice?
Yes, she did.
Ah, goodness. Well, I guess we just had the one injury out of all of us, so, yeah, okay.
This is not the driving.
Uh-huh. At least it wasn't driving accident, yeah. Okay. All right, then. Well, let's see. Offertory. I guess we'll take a moment here for the offertory, and precede that with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to exercise our faith and to rely on you, Heavenly Father. We know that your provision for us is complete, and your Spirit's voice would be heard. That those who would give to this ministry in support of Herman would do so grudgingly, not of a necessity, but with cheerful hearts, and we pray, Heavenly Father, they would be so moved. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, then, without further ado, Pastor Herman's going to have a few words with you, and then we'll get on with our Bible class this morning. And Julie.
We're going to start this Sunday, this week, this month, will be last month, with the company where we now meet, and he will close us out of our place.
You have a piece of paper up there, Herman.
Do what?
Can't put a piece of paper up there for you?
That's your statement? Yes.
We will vacate this facility. That's what we'll do in the end of February. And I'll miss this place. My goodness, we've been here since when?
2005.
So my goodness, we were there where we are now, and for a while we were upstairs in a little room, and there was some of us that were in that, and so now here we are in this one. Let's see, we will continue that we're dealing on the passage of the Word of God. So this is what we're going to do this morning. We're going to talk about where we're going to go, what we're going to do, and so everything's going to be taken out at the end of this as we go through this month through. So with a lot of it to do, why don't you tell us what we're going to do?
All right. Let's see. Yeah, let me do a little trickery to get this back on. Come on.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah, it hasn't been used in a while.
Yeah. Well, it was on earlier. And it turns off. All right.
Wake your computer up.
I know, right? One moment, y'all. Okay, all right. And let's see here. All right, here we go. Now we're talking. Okay. So, according to us being a church, we actually have been experiencing a lot of the online demand, but not so much of the physical demand. And we're not the only one in this world. Surprise! That are actually going through this transition. So with that said, what will it take for us to be completely online? As many of you around the world and also here locally have noticed that we've been online since the COVID time, and we're gaining slowly but surely the ministry on YouTube, on Facebook Live, and also that we continue to have the CD and the MP3 ministry on our website. Now, with that said, in order to minimize the expense, the rental place for us that we have to pay the rental every single month is just not a viable option for us. So living within our means, we have recognized that we actually do not need one really big thing is we don't need a physical place. We can still meet online regularly and have periodic physical meeting to maintain the church status. Now, I'm showing you the IRS definition, and I know it's a little bit hard to read, but let me just kind of give an excerpt. To be a church, you are automatically tax exempted in the United States. People may register to be a nonprofit organization. It's called 501c3. Now, when they register, the advantage would be that people who donate the money and contribute to the donation can use the record for their personal tax deductible at the year end. Now, if we were to go online, we have to decide two things. One is, do we need that tax, protection, since we already are tax exempted? Now, if we were to do away with it, then what will happen? Currently, we have some of the contribution, like the Kroger. We have the warranty with the local equipment like Guitar Center that use our tax identification number from the nonprofit organization. We also have the Liberty Youth Group that also use that the EIN, that's what it's called, Employer Identification Number, for the same manner. Now, moving beyond that, if we don't need that the EIN to begin with, we don't actually need to register. We can continue on fluently, completely, as a church online, and that would cut several thousand dollars off of our expense per month. On the online, because we've always been rogue, we always have the 3-year contract with a dedicated server. So we will not need to pay anything at all until 2024 in August. That's when we renew. So we reach out to the server management company, which is, these are all totally within the United States. And the company, HostGator, which is one of the top four, has expressed that they would like to reduce our fees for the next 3 years, you know, after that, to 46% less. So we'll be paying $100 less per month within that contract. And of course, we pay upfront, you know, 3 years, so then it gives us the cushion. Now, for the web domain, the website itself, also the Lord has blessed us tremendously. At the time that we first signed up, the hosting company said, "Hey, you can actually extend the registration by the dollar per year." So we signed up for $20, 20 years. So we're covered on that, okay? So now, if we were to ever take any online donation, it will be for supporting the pastors and associate pastors, speakers, or whatever not that we actually have. That would also cut down on the paperwork, cut down on the need of having the bylaws. Now, let's say that if one day we definitely want to ramp up our other program locally, that we want to reinstate our tax ID number, we can also do that. And I did some little bit of the research. It just so happened that years ago I worked for a company that is I'm a business analyst in the IT, financial industry by trade. So quite several years ago, I worked for a company that actually everybody worked out of their house. And they have a meeting place on Plano on Park, which is on Highway 75, not very far from here at all. And I did some of the pricing. It looks like if all we want is a space to meet regularly, we're talking about maybe for communion, every 2 or 3 months, something like that, we can cut it down to, roughly speaking, like $93 a month, starting, we got negotiable, of course. So there are opportunities. And also, just because, I'm a busybody, I've been in nonprofit boards as well, and currently I'm a secretary at an HOA. So I did some research on my own HOA. They actually register like 30, 40 years ago in a place that is now a pool hall. It hasn't changed. They still use the same ID for tax, and then they meet at a meeting place at a church every quarter. So I double check in the IRS. There is no no constraint or regulation on how often that regular means.
Julie, okay. Can it be a residence?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, a lot of sites and consultants like TurboTax and all of those, and we also called into the comptroller of Texas, they recommend that residential registration should be the last resort.
Okay.
Right? It won't cost anything. It will also protect your house, for the non-tax. But it could be entangled later on because of the restriction of the zoning or something like that you have to make sure that your city or your county is okay with it. Now, With that said, I also thought further, well, before we moved to this location, we were at the A-frame building on Spring Valley, and sure enough, it wasn't residential. So, that is an option. So, long story short, we actually have so many options that we can actually pursue in this place, and that contributes to one of the reasons why that we it's okay for us to let go of the physical place here for now. Okay, Steve?
I had a question because I'm not clear what you're talking about. When you said the A-frame, to me was always a commercial quote property. What do you mean it wasn't residential?
When you actually look at the address, which is not even there anymore,
right.
Yeah, it was actually in the residential zoning. It was not
all those houses. They changed, remember?
They changed it later. But
yeah, I got you.
The zoning.
Right,
the zoning, not the house itself. Yeah.
Just for clarification, we're getting some of the stuff you said. So right now, as a church, we're automatically tax exempt in the United States.
Correct.
Just by claiming we're a church.
Right.
But we are, right at the moment, we're also a 501c3.
Right.
In addition to that.
We're not at this very moment.
Well, we're not that way.
That's what you're trying to decide if we need to continue doing that.
But if we want to come online, we would need to also be a 501c3, right?
Not necessarily. Yeah. We don't have. The law allows us not to have
Not to have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that we got a confirmation.
Okay.
That,
so. The youth ministry
are still deductible on our individual taxes.
If you want, that's a very good question.
Yes.
If you want your tax to be deductible, the options that we have is to reinstate it. Now, to reinstate, there are several.
Reinstate what?
To reinstate the nonprofit.
501.
The 501.
You mean for donations, when people make
right,
donations.
Right, if they want that. Now, we also have option. We can do the nonprofit, unincorporated nonprofit association. If it is within that category, all we need to do is filing the 1023 easy form for a small congregation. Usually it's used for the fundraiser, or the online. Many of the churches, like the truck church, if you actually have Googled some of the mobile church or the online church, that's practically how they do it, to keep it legitimized. Okay, Steve?
My first thought to keep the church going is, first of all, whatever you get confirmation from the IRS, get it in writing, number one, because we make sure we got our butts covered.
Right.
Number two, I feel that if we can keep the nonprofit so people want to contribute, they're going to contribute, because I can pretty much tell you, from what I've heard of my experience a lot of time, if they don't get a tax deduction, they're not going to contribute. So whatever the necessity is, the ABC level, I think that should be kept.
And that's a good point.
With the other, like Liberty Ruth Group, they're not even here anymore, so why don't we just not worry about that? Kroger's, if we can get some stuff for us, great, but the rest of the stuff,
Liberty can look into getting their own.
Yeah,
that's true. Yes, Liberty can get their own. Right. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I was saying. I think we
good.
Should keep
it. Yeah. Any other question or comment, sir?
You should keep what, Steve?
Keep
we don't currently have it.
I thought we had the tax exempt.
It's expired.
That's part of the reason for this.
Then re-up it.
So you're saying the 501(c)(3).
Yeah.
Did expire,
yes.
But we're talking about reinstating that.
And there's a
if we want the people to be able to deduct the tax.
But there's a cost to reinstating that?
The initial cost for filing is $25, and if you actually use assistance, it's $825 extra.
What's the con? That's why I'm having a hard time. When I think about the positive and the negatives, what's the negative of doing it?
The negative of doing that is, first, we have to rewrite the bylaw. Now, because I'm a business analyst by profession, writing requirement will not be too hard. The original constitution that we actually have was dated 1990. It had 84 references of deacons and 46 references of board, that we have none of that. So those will be cut down from 20 pages. We'll probably be down to like 5-6 pages, and Phil has already started looking into doing that, and we can get with him to make sure that it's simplified enough and clarified enough so that when we submit the package, then it's going to go smoothly.
So So there really is no...
There's really no downside other than a little bit of initial expense, which is negligible, really.
Right, and then the $93 a month for the address.
Oh, and as part of that, we need to have
a physical address.
Physical location.
Right.
$100 a month.
Right. Yeah, and for this, with that, the amenity is Wi-Fi, parking, because it's an actual building. You know, it's a phone.
Coffee,
kitchen, cleaning, security, mail handling. Also, they have reception, and I personally experienced that. They did a pretty good job on that. And also, we have the meeting room whenever we want it.
So the upside far outweighs any of that little bit of a...
just paper.
And just the hassle of getting it reinstated.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're paying for a facility that nobody's ever going to be at, except if we decide to meet once a month. And that's if there's four to five people that are willing to meet. Nobody's
absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
There hasn't been anybody even hardly coming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did you say we have to meet every so often to keep it viable?
You have to define a regular schedule.
Yeah, what do you mean by regular?
Your regular schedule.
No, I understand that. But so what I was getting to Terry is that we have to be there. So whether it's...
No, not... That doesn't have... Well, good question. It doesn't have to be that place. You can meet anywhere.
Okay.
As long as you...
No, we just meet, like, say, for instance, our house.
Right. And it takes three... The bylaw takes three to make a quorum. So as long as three or more people meet and have a meeting minute... And that also comes into play in the good thing, too, because Kit has always have all of the note from what he talks. That's equivalent to meeting minutes itself, because it's a content of the meeting, a conversation.
So the other alternative is 1023 to send out a...
No, that's part of the filing of the reinstating.
Okay.
That is part of it.
There was another one instead of this, right? That we could file for donations or no?
If you want to file for donation for your tax deductible, we need to fill in that form and get it reinstated.
Okay.
Julie, if we continue, who's going to be teaching?
Right now we have two main speakers. I kind of personally call them associate pastors, you know. And then Herman will always be our main, you know, our lead pastors until he says he no more, right? So that's up to him for two reasons. One is because we write W-2 for him as employee, and then two is the majority of the contents that we're online is his. Yeah, for that reason.
Associate pastor will be filling Kit at the moment.
Yeah, well, but we can talk about that as a detail because I don't want to put words into their mouth, current circumstances.
Whoever is in those positions, they would be teaching from their home or something like that, hooked up to Facebook Live.
That's correct, yeah. There will be teaching from their home, just like when we were having our COVID.
Yeah.
And because we still have the Zoom subscription, and also we are going to test the Facebook Live to see if we can actually do a switch, a live switch, for people to actually come on and present, you know, at different time from different locations. It has the capability to do that. We just have never used it. So that also will give us flexibility to have interaction rather than people feeling like they're just talking to a screen like that. Okay?
I have a question.
Yes, Steve?
What else is there? Like for me, I could care less about Facebook. I care less about any of that. Girl. Mm-hmm. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Is there another...
good question.
That I can get into because, I mean, I'm just not into
Facebook. Yes, yeah. I'm glad you asked.
YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube I can go for.
Yes. Now, right now we have YouTube. Well, we grow teeny tiny bit, but we're getting there.
But YouTube's not live, right? You have to go back and watch it once it's downloaded.
That's correct. Because, what happened is, I'm going to get a little techie here, and for those online, if you have any questions, feel free to text your chat. Kit is on the sideline to take the questions. For YouTube Live, we actually have to have 1,000 subs. Right now we have 38. So please go online and subscribe if you have not done so. That's one. And then on Facebook Live, however, we don't need any subscription. We can go live anytime. So the strategy we've been doing is that we actually go live on Facebook first. We download that session and then upload it back to the YouTube. And that would save the one full cycle. When we actually do it online, since we don't need any more local recording, the MP3 can be extracted. We own a version of Camtasia, is a software that can split, and it can also combine the voice. So with that said, it means that, let's say if Kit and Phil are going to be on vacation or something, we have an abundance of Herman's MP3 that we can actually combine it and stream it with a PowerPoint presentation and make it the session so that they can actually go on their vacation and come back. We can also have the flexibility of pre-recording. Let's say Phil said, hey, I'm going to be busy with my business, you know, this next coming week, or I'm going to be out of town. I can record it, and we can upload it to YouTube Premiere to have it set to go live at a certain time. Now, if you go that way as a premiere, you can also link it to also broadcast live, but it's not actually live. You know, it's just replaying whatever YouTube has, you know, on YouTube as well. So we do have more flexibility doing it that way.
You still need 1,000 people to sign up for the YouTube Live?
If we go live with YouTube first instead of starting from Facebook, we do need 1,000 subs.
Okay, so it's still that base deal, okay.
Right. But because we are on Facebook Live first and we post to YouTube, we don't need 1,000 subs.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you have
which. Yeah. Yeah, and if I speak too fast, let me know.
You're just uploading a video file at that point.
That's correct.
We're doing it now, so that doesn't require subscribers, right?
That's correct. Yeah, and because we purposely chose not to monetize, we also don't have to run the risk of being pressured into deliver certain messages or having some advertisement that we don't need.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Okay, any other questions so far before we take too much of Phil's time? I know he got a lot of good messages here.
So, just for the heck of it, Facebook is really the only platform that I actually have live. There's no other alternative.
We are also on Rumble. I'm just not actually posting very often to it. But now that we actually are going online, then yes, we can do Rumble.
Zoom.
Yeah. We can do others.
You have to go sit at home with Judith.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so.
I guess we're going to have
or come over to somebody's house.
Time frame wise, just recap. Mm-hmm. What we're planning to do now, whichever way you do it, and the tools you use, this will all take effect
March 1st.
March
1.
Right.
And forward. And
right.
By the end of this month,
that's
we will have vacated this physical space.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. Yeah.
And any help you can move, be welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We talked the other day, Julie, about there are times when we want to put Herman's, like a whole series, like mm-hmm. Stress, anxiety, or sad.
Sad,
right.
That's a good
yeah,
story.
That's a
right.
great series. How will we do that?
For the current list listening that we have, like this, let's see, sad, well, let's look at Crisis of Faith. Something
probably
of that.
Take 2 years.
Well, actually, it's not that hard. Yeah,
no, I mean, 2 years for
it. But it's just a recording.
Oh, for listening. Yes, for watching. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. But yeah, we actually have all of the sessions. Yeah, you know, I will definitely need to make sure that it all works out. And now, my apology, the tablet here is not really.
So what you do is you would just create a title for SAD,
mm-hmm.
and under that,
and the playlist,
populate that folder, if you will,
right,
with all the MP3s.
So it would just be audio. It's
right.
Not going to be.
It will be audio, and we can put his image on when I actually do it, and it runs, or put the scripture, the referencing scripture in the PowerPoint to actually add to it, like a project, and then broadcast it.
But you're also going to, on those lessons where it applies, you will have the ability to download the video and audio file from those live recordings that you mentioned earlier, right?
That's correct.
From our website, from the archive.
That's correct.
Okay.
I know, I listen to radio on, J. Vernon McGee.
Yep.
And I'm just listening to him. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, what you get out of that. So, okay. And what, he's been dead, what, 50 years?
No, he passed away in, not until the 80s sometime.
Oh, okay.
It was the late 80s.
Well, that's getting close.
Yeah. Steve, you got another question?
I thought that was the other day.
Bye, Jeff. Thank yourself, Jeff. What I think what she was asking is, or I'm understanding is like what she was talking about. Every Wednesday night, you would put Herman's SAB starting from day one on.
That's correct.
Next Wednesday. I think that's what she was asking.
That's correct. We can do that.
That way, they can, now, if they want to pick up and go faster, like you said, those lessons are over to the side or whatever the case may be. Is that what you were asking, Judith?
Yeah, and I think that would be a great Wednesday night study.
Yeah, and that's what we actually are planning to do more, because now we're not so limited on this. Selfishly speaking, Brian and I have been driving between Oklahoma and here every single week, so we can use that time to generate the Wednesday night lesson from the archive that we have and upload it. You know,
Julie,
it's more productive.
Also, if you wanted to, because Herman has so many good lessons, which is great, on a specific day like we used to do. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays when we used to go to class.
Okay.
If it's too much work, I'm just saying is if you generate one without actually seeing a speaker, just like kind of listening like on the radio, something like that. If people want, if there's a demand for it.
Well, I know when I had him, I would make a point that I would listen at that particular time. So it's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, you know, and that's our study, that might be a good deal.
Yep. Any further questions so far? I definitely would really like to give the time back to the rest of the lesson.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Julie, for all your work.
You're very welcome.
Oh,
okay.
Here. I think what we've got to decide is we know where things are going to go in the church. The system is going to go to your age. Now, things in the church, for example, all these chairs, what's going to happen with them?
We have some Hispanic, a Hispanic pastor asking for me to actually take a picture and send it to him. Of all these furnitures, and if he doesn't buy it, he will also ask around with other pastors in the communities around here to see if anybody wants to buy them. Also, that those of you online, if you feel compelled that you would like to help out by purchasing some of these items, feel free to. I will post the pictures online as well so that you can actually see it. And the last resort is, after all things going at the end, the last week of the month, if nobody wants anything, then we'll try to put it in the storage until we actually sell it off on either eBay or Facebook community.
You know, like this, all these desks, then go to Salvation Army.
Yeah, that's one option as well. Some things that normally would not sell well,
it's probably cheap, and
actually sweep it out for the final. For the piano, grand piano, that this one is baby grand, it's old, it probably won't fetch much of the money, but if you have any relatives who play the piano, this would be a good one. And now, at the final resting place, if nobody wants it, Brian and I will turn home and we'll just buy it from the church, so that Brian can continue to do the singing. Just advertisement, it's got a CD player in it.
Okay, Brian.
But what about now? What about the things? For example, all the pictures with the young people.
Oh, Lori and Larry will probably take care of those.
I'm do sure. What?
Lori and Chris.
I'll be able to sponsor those. Yeah. All right, now, what about the furniture and things like that?
We'll decide, honey. We just decide where it's going to go toward. Worst case scenario, if Julie doesn't find out from this guy, then we can store these and maybe then start advertising. Main thing, get everything.
Get pictures and post them eventually set.
Yeah. What about all the things in the chair and the TV?
Herman, I think that's incidental. We know we have to get the pictures. We got to get. If worst comes to worst, we'll put it in the store. But I got you. We talked about it at your house. About what to do, so I think I'm not
worried
about that today so much.
Well, just let everybody know where we're going. Where the two things.
Option one is whoever wants to buy it, well, we'll let them buy it. If nobody buys it, we'll put it in the storage or the Salvation Army.
Okay. Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Do those things.
And those people listening to this Facebook Live now should contact someone here and say, oh, I have an interest in this item here. You should contact one of the leaders here.
You can use pastor at sbbctx.org to contact us, or just post a message on our Facebook. We actually would love to be transparent anyway. So one way or the other, we will keep everybody posted on what's left by the end of 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
So inside the church, the buildings and things, if you want them, let us know.
Right.
You can come and get them.
Yeah, either on Facebook or the pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, at sbbctx.org.
Right. Let's see. Anything else? Okay, I believe that's it.
All right, then. Well, typically, I prepare a class that I think is going to take me 40 minutes, and it takes me an hour. Since we've had an unannounced business meeting this morning, I don't think I can get in very much of what I had planned. So I would like to make an announcement also. I really do not want to be part of an online ministry. I think that it takes away the purpose of the church, which is bringing believers together, assembling together, and representing Christ together. And that's where I want to be in my spiritual journey, and Patricia as well. And so this will be my last opportunity to speak to you. And I wanted to give you many thanks for that opportunity. It's been a joy and a hard burden all at the same time. I have got to take some time to take care of my health and my business's health and take care of my wife, and can't keep doing classes and do all those things anymore. So let me just close with a word of prayer today, and may you all be blessed and continue to grow in Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity you've given me to teach your word. It's been a great joy to have that conversation with God the Holy Spirit and then pass it on to others. And I thank you for that. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would continue to use Herman and Spring Valley Bible Church to the glory of Christ and to the spread of your word. And we ask all these things in Christ's name, sir. Amen.